AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is recommending to the Justice Department that charges be filed against former President Donald Trump, including aiding an insurrection.
Every president in our history has defended this orderly transfer of authority, except one.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says what's most shameful is Donald Trump was watching the riot on TV.
For hours, he would not issue a public statement instructing his supporters to disperse and leave the Capitol.
A criminal referral is mostly symbolic. Committee Chair Benny Thompson talked about accountability.
Accountability that can only be found in the criminal justice system. We have every confidence that the work of this committee will help provide a roadmap to justice.
Thompson says Donald Trump broke the faith that people have when they cast ballots in a democracy. The committee will dissolve on January 3rd with a new Republican-led House. It's back to jail in the Bahamas for the founder and former CEO of FTX.
Sam Bankman-Fried was expected to tell the judge he will not fight extradition to the U.S., where he faces multiple criminal and civil charges related to FTX's collapse. Instead, Eyewitness News Bahamas is reporting Bankman-Fried is heading back to jail and that his attorney requested the adjournment because he hadn't been properly consulted. BitBoy Crypto founder Ben Armstrong was in court.
He knows he's in big trouble, and he knows that we're part of it, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. So we came down here to the Bahamas a few weeks ago. We had a goal of going face-to-face with him, and it didn't happen.
30-year-old Bankman-Fried was once thought of as the poster boy for crypto. He was arrested a week ago at the request of the U.S. government. I'm Julie Walker.
The man convicted of killing 8 members of an Ohio family was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Big losses at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. 2022 marked final goodbyes for some influential people. Queen Elizabeth reigned in Britain for 70 years.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong.
Madeleine Albright was the first woman in a high-ranking cabinet position.
Mr. President, I am deeply honored by your decision to nominate me for Secretary of State.
Among the entertainers who died,
they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Sidney Poitier was the first black actor to win the Best Actor Oscar.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Loretta Lynn says her country music career was about being herself.
I think it's just everyday living. I mean, I had to live my songs to write them.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.